$220,000 was spent on recent refurbishments. And indeed, I don't refute what that the reason behind the spend was in fact to bring the building up to health and safety standards. There was a survey carried out by the Department of Finance and Personnel, and they did identify a number of health and safety issues, and the money was used to bring the building up to the legal requirements. But I believe, and I've been informed, that it went beyond that. There was remedial works carried out for the provision of things like new carpets and chairs and what I would see as luxury items. You know, and again, this is not the first time in Strabane that public money has been used on the refurbishment of a building where there was proposals to close, and I'm referring to the courthouse also in Strabane. And the money that was spent there.
And as you say there, earlier this year it was revealed that £120,000 was spent in the courthouse, and then we found out that the Strabane courthouse was being earmarked for closure. So there's a serious waste of money here, and questions have to be answered.
Yeah, absolutely, Barry. As I say, it's not the first time this has happened. It's public money, and to me, there just doesn't seem to be any joined-up thinking when these proposals are being set out. And I certainly will be going back to the DSD Minister with a letter to that effect. You know, what rationale for the spend of this type of money? Yeah, I don't refute the actions that was needed to be taken to bring the building up to health and safety standards, but $220,000 being spent on a building that was to be downgraded and staff to be reduced there also, you know, it just beggars belief.